Turn with me, please, to Psalm 119, beginning at verse 1 and going through verse 8. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, that they walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes! Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn of your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. Well, for the next 6 months or so, we're going to be spending time in our meditations in Psalm 119. It has a number of these sections. Just as a matter of human poetry, it is an exceptional piece of work. It is an almost unparalleled thing. It is in sections of 8 verses each, all the way to verse 176. And each of these sections, each of the verses starts with the same letter, each section going alphabetically. It is as if, children, someone wrote a poem and the first 8 stanzas all started with the letter A. Then the section next that came along, all the lines started with B. Then the third one, all 8 started with C, D, E, F, all the way through the alphabet, all the way to Z. Well, that's how it is here with the Hebrew alphabet. Each section started in alphabetical order. Each section, each verse starts with that letter. And you can see, if you have a New King James, the name of the letter and what the letter looks like. So if you've ever wondered, for example, what I would not pronounce it wah over top of verse 41 there. It's more properly, at least the way I was taught, pronounced vav. But in any case, you can see what it looks like there. In fact, you children might want to look over to verse 73. Can you do that? Verse 73. If you have a New King James Bible or anyone that shows the different letters, you will see that that is section Yod there. And it's a little thing that looks almost, that little letter there, looks almost like an apostrophe. That's all the bigger it is. It is the smallest of all the letters in the entire alphabet of the Hebrews. And when we look at Matthew 5, verses 17 through 20 in the sermon today, we'll talk about that. In fact, not just we, Jesus talked about that very letter there. That's when we talk about jots, like jots and tittles. That's the Greek way of saying yod, jot. So when Jesus says not one yod, the tiniest little letter, and not one tittle, and I'll explain that in the sermon later, we'll be lost from God's law. That's what he's talking about there. That little tiny thing there. Okay? So, that for that. The second thing I want us to notice is this, that almost every verse, I think there are 2 that are exceptions, almost every verse talks about God's word. That is what this psalm is primarily about, God's word. Every single verse here in this first section does. Verse 1, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Verse 2, blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with whole heart. Verse 3, they also do no iniquity that walk in his ways. 4, you have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Verse 5, oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Verse 6, then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. Verse 7, I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn of your righteous judgments. Number 8, I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. And we'll talk about these more next week. But all these are synonyms, children. Many of you have learned that word. Words that have similar meaning. They're all talking about the Word of God. Now, this, of course, points us to Jesus. How so? Because he is the living Word, isn't he? He is the Word of God, which was in the beginning. He is the Word become flesh, who has dwelt among us, and we have beheld his glory. Glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. As John the Apostle writes in the very first chapter of his Gospel. So as we're looking through this, we must be at pains to see that this is speaking of the Word become flesh, our Lord Jesus, as well as it is talking about the Word of God written. That is, the Scriptures. All the Scriptures of the Old and New Testament. All of which are breathed out by God. And so they have no error within them whatsoever. No, rather, they are useful for doctrine, for teaching, for reproof, that is, for telling people they've gone the wrong way and to cut it out. Doctrine, reproof, correction, here's the right way to go, and instruction in righteousness. And they are all ultimately that we need because they are that which fully equips the man of God for all good works. Fully equips him. There's no need for added so-called oral tradition. No addition of so-called new writings of God, whether they be a Quran, or they be a Gospel of Thomas, or they be Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, or a Book of Mormon, or anything else like that. So whenever we look here, we want to be seeing Jesus as well as his written word. Now, when we think of the Word of God, we also ought to be remembering a couple of things, and this relates so well to our sermon today. We need to be seeing that all of it is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And we'll look at this some in time to come in the sermon. But we look to him to fulfill all righteousness for us. He is Jehovah our righteousness. Or as the Apostle Paul says, in writing to the Romans, he is the end of the law, or the fulfillment of the law for righteousness. It is he to whom we must look to be righteous before God. But then, with the new hearts that we have, we cry out like the psalmist, whoever it was. Many people think it was David. Maybe it was. Who better to do it? But it doesn't say. So whoever the psalmist was, we'll see throughout this that his heart is really in this. He has a new heart because he has looked to be saved to the living Word, to the Word become flesh. He has looked to Jesus. He has beheld the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. But with the new heart that he's been given, he delights in the inner man after the law of God. You can just see this here. In verse 5, for example, and I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, but in any case, you can see this throughout this psalm. So these are some things to consider in the next 6 months. It's like 24 weeks, which that's not quite 6 months, 26 weeks would be. But here we're adding another one, so we're up to 25. So over the next 6 months, and who knows, there may be times I'll be out preaching somewhere else, or I'll be sick, or God willing, this won't happen, but more crummy weather that will keep us from meeting. But if we go week by week through our meditations, it will take about close to 6 months. And all along, we'll be seeing Jesus, will be delighting in God's written word, and will give him glory to God as we receive this. So, we'll sing not only next week, but this week from Psalm 119a, and as we do so, look to see Jesus.